whether it's wear a tie and a senior pastor. They are different, but on essential things, we cannot compromise. But on essentials, liberty. But all things, even we disagree, we should serve with love. And be sympathetic. Sympathetic, meaning, I look at the dictionary again, the Greek dictionary, suffering or feeling the like with an other. So when people suffer, we have to feel the pain. It is easier for us to, we like to go to baptismal service. We're all very happy. We bring flowers, gifts. We celebrate. We especially like to go to weddings. You know, everybody dress up the best, you know, go there. We all celebrate, have a good time, and then have a good food. But if it is a funeral, I don't see that many people will go to a funeral. When people are suffering, would we be able, willing to help? Be sympathetic. What does love look like? It has the hands to help others. It has the feet to hasten to the poor and needy. It has eyes to see misery and want. It has the ears to hear the sighs and sorrows of men. That is sympathy. When we have sympathy, we need to show sympathy to our brothers and sisters. If we want to have harmony, the church has lots of celebrations. We also have some funerals. As pastors, we try to go to all the funerals. We may not go to all the weddings, but I told all the pastors we have to go to all the funerals. It is important that in the church, as a community, that we, like 2 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12, if one part of the body suffer, the whole body has to suffer, and that will bring us harmony. Brotherly, 1 Peter continue to go on, brotherly. The original scripture did not say brotherly love, it just say brotherly, Philadelphos. Right? The word Philadelphia came from brotherly love, Philadelphos. Scripture here only use one word, brother, Philadelphos, brother. Some translation translate it as brotherly love, love. Here talking about we have to see each other, treat each other like your siblings, like we are born from the same womb, same parents. Not just friends, not just church members, but we are brothers and sisters. That we are connected, we are like siblings. We are all born from one Jesus Christ. We are all baptized. The meaning of baptism and communion, we may not mention it often, but the meaning of baptism is that we baptize through one baptism. There's only one baptism. We all baptize into one. There's only one communion in the whole world. So all the believers partake through the communion, are joined together like brothers and sisters. I look up some quotations. This one is a Chinese proverb. Brothers and sisters are as close as hands and feet. Right? We are born together as one body. There's no other love like the love for a brother. There's no other love like the love from a brother. Those of you who have siblings, I have one brother and two sisters, same as Simo, Cynthia. She's the eldest one. She has one younger sister and two younger brothers. And those ones who are brothers and siblings, you will know, you know that there's a very special, unique relationship with siblings, right? That you cannot replace. Because this uniqueness is that you, not only that you came from the same mother, same womb, but that you grew up together, and even though today you may be thousands of miles apart, right, but you grew up together when you are young, when you are small. So that's a unique relationship with us. So in church, we have to show this brotherly, sister, love. Kind-hearted. Kind-hearted. The Greek word use parakono. Forgot all my Greek now. That means, it's very interesting. When I look this up, it's very interesting. It means your gut, heart, lungs, liver, intestines, bowels. Ooh, yuck. So this word kanhada actually is a medical term, meaning your internal intestines. So why did the writer use this word here? But it's translated into kind-hearted. Because our love has to come from our gut, our inside, not just from our mouth. When you love somebody, you will feel that it's coming from inside, isn't it? Same as you hate somebody, you feel you can be a heartache. When you're in deep sorrow, really deep sorrow, I meant, and you can feel it physically, isn't it? I have that before, I felt it before. When you're in deep sorrow, like your loved ones pass away, you can actually physically feel the pain. So this love, compassion, is coming from your heart, your lungs, your liver, from inside. You can almost physically feel it. So that's the kind of compassion that we need in a community if we want to have harmony in our community. And that's the kind of compassion that Jesus has. To be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable, because God has forgiven the inexcusable. If we have this compassion in our heart, then we can easily accept people, accommodate people. Very often, we lose this harmony in church because we cannot stand the other people. But when we have this compassion, when we think of how Jesus, how God forgiven us, accepted us, then we can accept other people. And the last one in this verse, humble in the spirit. And it is this arrogance. Most of the time, the division in church is caused by individuality. The people see myself most important. Look after my own egoism. But be humble. If all of us are humble, then we can have harmony together. So I'm sure some of you have seen this turtle on a post. So what do you think when you see a turtle on a post? Well, there's no absolute answer to this. I'm sure you Google it, you'll find different answers. So I asked Cynthia, I asked her, what when you see a turtle on a post, what do you think? She said, "Oh, chama, oh, I have to help it out. I'm going to get it to help him to get down to the ground." You know? That's Cynthia. Okay, so that wasn't my answer at least. A famous writer from U.S., Alex Haley, the author of the book Roots, which was later turned into a mini TV series. Some of you older ones may have watched this. Alex Haley, he put a poster of this turtle on his wall, and which says that anytime you see a turtle up on top of a fence post, you know he had some help. Okay. So if you think that you are good, you are smart, your intelligence, that's why the church choose you to be the senior pastor, you're wrong. The reason that you're up there, because God helped you, put you there. It's not because you are smart, you're of any good. Today, you may be very successful in what you're doing. You may be a leader in a church. Today, you may be very successful at work, a director, a VP. Don't take all the glory to yourself. You may be at church, one of the best singer, worship team leader. The reason you can get up there, because God helped you. Other people helped you. Your wife helped you. Your teacher. So a lot of people help you for you to get up there. So once you think of that, then you will be humble. You'll be humble like this turtle. It's nothing for you to be proud of. There's a lot of people around you to help you. to get to where you are today. So this in this only one verse, we have learned a lot for us to be a community in harmony. Verse 9, always give blessing. Do not return evil for evil. If someone did you thing wrong, just forgive them. Always bless them. Always pray for them. Even the people has hurt you, wronged you, they may not repent. That's their problem. That's their problem with God. But for you, give them blessings. Bless each other. If everybody is blessing each other, won't it be a beautiful, harmonious community that we have? And the last one here is the most important. For us to be in harmony, watch out for your tongue and your lips. Whoever would love life and see good days must keep their tongue and evil and their lips from deceitful speech. This is especially bad in church. I heard so many people come to me, Pastor Norman, don't tell anybody. I promise the person I will not tell anybody except you. That don't pass this on. I said, please don't tell me. You already promised the person not to tell other people. Then why are you telling me? Don't tell anybody. If that person told you a secret, just keep it to yourself. Don't even tell anybody, not even your spouse. And very often in church, it is gossiping that destroys our harmony. The words that pass to the third person, the fourth, is always never exactly the same as the first person, the original person, what he said. I can almost guarantee you that. I think we have played games like that, you repeat a sentence at the end, it's totally different. So in church, it is especially damaging, hurting. Share the blessings, but try to stop, even run away. Run away from those people who try to gossip. There is in the St. Paul Cathedral in London, inside the cathedral, there is a gallery called Whispering Gallery. Whispering Gallery. So I put a red arrow there. So what does this do? Why is it called a Whispering Gallery? This gallery, the design is really interesting. Even if you hug against the wall, like those people are doing, if you hug against the wall and whisper very quietly, the whole gallery can somehow hear the whisper. I guess it's the architectural design. So if anybody who put the ear on the wall, even on the opposite side, they can hear very clearly what you are whispering. It is also true in the church. You may speak bad things quietly about brothers and sisters. Other people will hear the message very soon. So to maintain our unity, we need to seek peace and pursue it. It's something that we have to work at. Harmony do not just fall on our head, fall in our midst. We have to seek, we have to work at it, and we have to pursue it, this harmony, this peace. Then we can have a beautiful scenes like, behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity. And it is not easy, isn't it? That's why the psalmist put it at the top of these 15 psalms, at the very top, right next to 134, the last one of Psalms of Ascent. It is hard, isn't it, to do all those things, to be sympathetic, to love others. That's why the psalmist put it at the top. It is almost a consummation of your spiritual growth, your spiritual maturity. You can spend a lot of time in studying theology, get a PhD in theology, or you can be a very good speaker, a world-renowned speaker, or you can be a very good musician, a Christian musician, but that won't bring you up to this Christian maturity. The psalmist is talking about here. Only when you can show all your theological knowledge in the loving care of others, your singing to serve other people, your preaching skill to help other people, to encourage other people, and you control your tongues, then you can get up to this, the climax, the peak of Christian maturity. Then this beautiful picture, you know, brothers and sisters dwelling together, get along as one harmonious, happy family. How beautiful, how wonderful when we can get along. It is like the precious oil upon the head, coming down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, coming down upon the edge of his robes. So, oh, how gross, all this oil. But this is not cooking oils. These are precious oil. These are God's blessings in the Old Testament. This represents the anointing of God. This is God's blessing. This blessing is coming from the top through Aaron. Aaron is the high priest. Through the priest, God's chosen priest, chosen leader, this oil, God's blessing, is flowing from the top to all the way down to your feet. It's spread out. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. And this is the blessing from God. When we live, dwell together in harmony, God's blessings will be like the precious oil flowing down from the top all the way to your feet. It's like the dew of Hermon coming down upon the mountains of Zion. Hermon is about 300 kilometers away from Zion at 3,000 meter above sea level. It's high up there, way, way away from Zion. But this is a symbolic that this dew, this water that we need to fertilize the farms, is flowing from high up. It's the highest mountain in those days, flowing all the way to Zion, from the top down and spread across the whole land. This is the blessing of God. Our church will be blessed. Our community will be blessed. Our city will be blessed. The world will be blessed. When brothers and sisters live together in harmony, this harmony is not something that we try to create. It is flowing from your personal life. It's only when your life, the last psalm that I preach here is Psalm 130. It's about repentance. Only when you repent, you reconcile with God, your life is in harmony with God, then you can be in harmony with brothers and sisters. So it is going back to your personal relationship with God. 130, when you cry out to God and ask for repentance, God will forgive you. His unfailing love will forgive you. Then, only then, when you are in harmony with God, then you can be in harmony with each other. Only then our community can be in harmony. And it is a beautiful, the psalmist keep using beautiful present scene when brothers and sisters, especially in our church from different cultures, different age, when we can sit together and serve together, eat together. This is the seating plan for our Christmas banquet. And we have 47 tables full. We packed the restaurant. 47 tables. 9 tables from English. We have 90 people, which is really amazing. There's almost everybody here. I've signed up. We have from Cantonese, Mandarin, morning worship. It's almost like, look at this, almost like the 12 tribes sitting together. Isn't this beautiful? We're all together. We're going to celebrate together. When you look at this, this is the Fun Fest. Half of the volunteer co-workers, 70 of them, we're all from different culture, different backgrounds, different ages, but we're all serving together for the common goal. We all have one mind to serve the children. So when we serve together in harmony, isn't this beautiful, isn't it? Amen? Amen. This is last Christmas. The whole church get together and celebrate Christmas together. So this year will be on the 20th. The whole church is going to celebrate again. We're going to sing together. And this is our summer camp. We actually dwell together, live together for 3 days and 2 nights. Isn't this beautiful? And this is what God wants us to dwell together in harmony. This is such beautiful present. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, life forever in heaven. You better get used to it. In heaven, there will be more than just three cultures. There will be hundreds of cultures living together, singing, serving together, praising together. And what's on earth is a rehearsal. And you better rehearse well while you're on earth.